This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Summer rains bring so much life to the deserts, the semi-arid lands of southeastern Arizona. The Sonoran Desert, Chihuahuan Desert, the desert grassland, up into the woodlands and coniferous forests. Flora and fauna respond to summer monsoon. And those two words, flora and fauna, man, they are loaded with species. I mean, there is flora an inch off the ground, if not matted to the ground. There is flora 2 feet off the ground. There are trees and shrubs, 6 foot, 10 foot, 30 foot, 80 foot, responding to moisture. And in the fauna department, down on the ground, you got velvet ants, say, or ground beetles, grasshoppers, the larvae of moths and butterflies. A friend of mine says it's the season of a gazillion butterflies, and I teased him saying that number seemed pretty low. Butterfly and moth larvae, the caterpillars, can sometimes cover the ground, especially, they eat their host plants. In other words, the mother, the female, lays eggs on a plant, a host plant, and then the caterpillars eat. Meanwhile, what about in the fauna department, what about reptiles, amphibians, mammals, birds? The point is, flora and fauna isn't just the mega flora and fauna, but from the tiniest of species in the earth, the soil, and on up. I'll tell you what, you add water to the borderlands and field guides and reference books tumble from the bookshelves at our home near the banks of the Ohelote and end up in these piles around the house, you know, open to a page or a bookmarked. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Hey, it's the season of the white-lined sphinx moth caterpillar. And they abound, gobbling plants in the 4 o'clock family, because that's their host plant. So like Borjavia. But of late, I've noticed some of them have moved on to anything with green leaves. But these tiny caterpillars eat and eat and soon look like sumo wrestler caterpillars. Tubby. Yes, very tubby. If these caterpillars haven't been eaten, did I mention ground beetles earlier? Well, because both the adults and larvae of the ground beetles, this caterpillar hunter, eat these sphinx moth caterpillars. If you look down at your feet around our place, caterpillars and ground beetles scurry by with different agendas. The caterpillars want to dig a hole and pupate, especially those tubby ones, and the ground beetle is looking for something to eat. But listen, a tubby, satiated, white-lined sphinx moth caterpillar digs a 1-inch, 2-inch deep hole using its 6 little feet, and actually its head, too. It'll move the soil around. Not those little extra clasping feet further down its body. It digs a shallow hole. It hides in there and pupates. I was watching one dig, you know, and I wondered if I could hear it, and I put my good ear, I've got one good ear, down very, very close. We're talking an inch or two from that caterpillar, and I can hear its little feet moving soil. Scritch, scritch, scritch. So cute. Good luck, little white-lined sphinx moth caterpillar. Maybe we'll see you with wings in a couple weeks, right? Hey, in the flora department, morning glories. Oh, my God, morning glories. Oh, my. Does the genus Ipomoea like summer rains? Species of Ipomoea are clambering over shrubs, trailing down slopes, up into trees, hiding fence lines around our place, hiding junk piles. Thank you very much. That's very cool. Sometimes two or three species growing together. So it's this floriferous, viney, messy mound of purple, blue, and red flowers. Sometimes the floriferous mound will cover a flowering shrub, and you'll see a white flower of a Apache plume peeking out into that floral chaos. Let me see, the Ipomoeas are in the Convolvulus family, Convolvulaceae. There are 16, 17, 18 species found in Arizona. I know at least two of those aren't native, but introduced. The only red-flowering Ipomoea around us is Ipomoea crystallata, and it is a climber, a twiner, a viner. It's spectacular in bloom and clamoring over anything in its way. If I were shooting 35mm film in my camera, I'd be broke. I have taken so many photos of this scarlet creeper morning glory. Oh, my God, it is amazing. Well, anyway, I'm running out of time, and I just want to tell you that the flora, that's the flora and fauna report for now. I left out a few hundred species, but we'll get to them. And we'll talk about them so we can say it together. So we can say this together. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.